Welcome to the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast, a production of NETimeGambling.com, your one resource for New England casinos and recreational gambling.
I am happy to announce that the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast is now featured at FeedSpot.com. FeedSpot has numerous podcasts, and we're listed in the top 20 of the best gambling podcasts. And if you're interested in hearing more of the best podcasts concerning gambling, go to feedspot.com/gamblingpodcast. And you can also find them on Twitter and LinkedIn. So thanks, FeedSpot. And now on to our podcast. In episode 74, we go back to our favorite game, video poker, and outline some of the video poker mistakes and myths that we hear from other players. So let's take a look at these video poker mistakes and VP myths. First, don't miss out on slot club rewards. Get your free rewards card and use it. Believe me, using your rewards card keeps track of your play. That way, the casino can reward you with comps. Earning points and status playing video poker is hard enough. I mean, usually it takes about 3 times as much money in for a point as it does for slots. Check out episode 26, where we talk about casino comps and average daily theoretical. Which brings us to playing the wrong games for your skill level. First, don't play games that you don't practice, or your lack of good strategy will only increase the house edge. Choose games that match your skill level. Be careful not to apply one's game strategy to another game. However, Jack's a Better strategy can be applied to many different video poker games without increasing the house edge that much. It really depends on the game and how well you know the strategy. Now, maybe your bankroll is too low for game, or maybe the denomination is wrong. Different games with different denominations need different bankrolls. One of the biggest mistakes I see is playing at a higher level than your bankroll dictates. So before you go, plan and bring the right bankroll, and only bring the money budgeted for your recreational gambling session. How about when you don't check the pay table? Listen, you've got to check the pay table. There could be different pay tables for the same game that you're interested in, back to back or side to side. For example, at Mohegan Sun, there is a bank of 9-6 Jack Sabretta quarter denomination. Well, that has been changed recently. There are some games to the right that are now 8-5. The ones to the left are 9-6. So you have to be aware of the pay tables to know which machines may be better and have a higher payout percentage. Playing on a problem machine. Playing a machine with sticky buttons, for example, isn't fun. Malfunctions with buttons or rewards card entry can suck the fun out of a great session. Bar top machines especially fall into this category. I mean, how many spilled drinks can you spill on a machine before it doesn't work properly? Just move on and say serenity now and find something else. Remember, all of these games, all of video poker that you see at a commercial casino with Las Vegas style or class 3 machines are run by our friend the random number generator. So it doesn't matter if you move to a machine with the same denomination and the same game with the same pay table. Only what matters is what the RNG is going to be giving you in your session. Let's talk about not playing max bet. You can't win the true royal flush jackpot or progressive jackpots unless you play max bet. The pay table payback is diminished without maximum play when the royal flush pays $4,000 on a wager of $5. Some of you prefer a smaller denomination at a slower pace. If it makes you more comfortable to play a slow pace at 1 credit, keeping in mind that you will not hit the major royal flush, then do it. Do what is good for you. After all, recreational gambling is for fun. No judgment here. Now let's talk about some video poker mistakes and myths. Are you following hunches or superstitions? Here's one. The cards are dealt randomly when you press deal. True or false? True. The infamous random number generator takes care of video poker's randomness, making the game a skill game based on math and probabilities. Here's another one. Truth or myth? Always keep the kicker cards, the 2 threes and fours, cards that increase a four of a kind. That is a myth. Only when the game's strategy dictates it. For example, when dealt three aces with a kicker in double-double bonus, only keep the three aces. But when you're playing triple-double bonus, you keep the kicker. Playing jacks or better, you never keep the kicker because it's not even in play. The correct strategy is more about keeping you in the game longer for the bigger payouts. How about another one? Games that offer big payouts on four aces deal fewer aces. Myth. The random number generator continues to shuffle the cards in milliseconds. And when you press draw, you see what you get, whether you're playing jacks or better or triple-double bonus. Here's another one. When you discard just one card, it's usually replaced with a card of the same denomination. We as humans try to find a reason, a cause and effect in almost everything in our lives. If we happen to catch a few times when we get rid of the eight of diamonds and the eight of clubs comes up, we start to watch for it. And by watching for it, we pretty much dictate what we are going to believe. Concerning the replaced card with the same card, that's a myth. Video poker games like slot machines are programmed to have hot and cold streaks. That's a myth also. They are not programmed. Again, these are human perceptions over a short period of time. They are not programmed to do so. Math and probability do the work. Ultimately, the pay table in video poker determines the payout percentage, but it's over a long period of time. The RNG allows the probability to occur, appearing as hot or cold games. Have you heard these myths? The machine is due. There really is no such thing as a hot or a cold machine. It is really just our human perception. Faster is better. According to this theory, if you can increase your speed to complete one hand every 3 seconds in video poker, forcing the machine to cycle through 20 hands per minute rather than just 10, then you'll work twice as quickly and the threshold required to trigger big min. According to this theory, you can increase your speed to complete one hand every 3 seconds, forcing the machine to cycle through 20 hands per minute rather than just 10. You'll work twice as quickly toward the threshold required to trigger big winners. Honestly, play at the speed that helps you play with the most accurate strategy. Accuracy is most important, and it is the part of your game that you should practice. If you're fast, good for you. How about this one? Higher denomination machines pay more. Well, this might be true with slot machines, but video poker games rely on the pay table. If you find an 8-5 video poker machine that on a quarter level and another 8-5 machine in the high limit that's dollars, well, guess what? The expected payout is the same. The pay table is the tell-all for the expected return to player, or RTP, and also called EV, or expected value. So try to stay away from making those mistakes that will lower your expected value, and beware of those myths that many players are very willing to share. But the fact is that it's math, probability, and that our little friend, the random number generator. Next week, it's guest time. So until then, we'll see you next Wednesday.
You can find AnytimeGambling.com on Twitter at AnytimeGambling, on Facebook at the New England Casino Facebook group, or follow me, Robin Aubin. As we say at Anytime Gambling, embrace the math, not the myth. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.